There is always a solution. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Instant Illumination. There is always a solution. All of us look at life and we see the difficulties that are there, and we think to ourselves, what could be the solution for this or that or the other thing that is going wrong in our world? And we're looking for the solutions, and we're looking for the solutions, and sometimes we're not finding them. However, what we are really doing is we're looking for the problem. Our mind is so filled up with the problem. Our mind is so encased in the problem. Our mind is so aware of the problem that it's very difficult for us to let it go and concentrate on the solution. Now, you're lost in the forest. This is an easy one, of course. And being lost in the forest, you don't know what to do. It's getting nightfall, and it's going to be a cold night, and you don't have adequate clothing, you don't have adequate food, you don't have adequate water or anything to take care of yourself, and you just stepped off the path for an instant, and all of a sudden, no more path, no more people, no more world. You are now lost in the vastness of the vast. And you say to yourself, oh my God, I'm lost. Well, that's the first mistake. When you say I'm lost, then you tell your consciousness that there's no sense in looking for how to find your way out because you're lost. And you're just going to get loster and loster. You're not going to get found. So when you say I'm lost, you empower being lost. Now, here you are stepping off the path. And you go backwards, but you think you're going backwards. You're really going a different direction. And you go this way or that way, and you think you're going that way. And what you're really doing is you're always ending up going in the same wrong direction, away from the path. And because you're doing this, you feel unsettled. You feel, I've only stepped off the path 25, 30 feet. Now, where is it? And so, in your confusion, you get more confused, and you can't find the path. And so, if you're at all in tune with yourself, you'll stop, you'll even sit down, and you'll say, all is in divine order now. I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer to get me back to the path. Not to save me, not to help me, not to do all these other things, because that brings the lack of belief again, incredulity of what we're doing. Then when we have that incredulity, then what we're doing is we're saying we are lost. Now, we don't want to say we're lost. We say, all is in divine order. All is in divine order. I know that I know that I know exactly where the path is. And so you sit there for a moment or two and let your compass sort of take charge, that mental compass, and you relax. And then, after you have done your duty, your work, turning it over to the divine in you, you stand up and maybe even turn around. And when you stand up, then you say, okay, now, this is the direction that I am to go. And then believe in it. Believe in it with all your heart and all your being. And so you walk along the unmarked trail. You walk along whatever you can through the forest in the direction that you want to go. And a half hour passes. And the tendency is to have a little doubt. But no, you say, I know that I know that I know. Divine in me knows the answer. I know. And then you just keep right on going. And then another doubt comes up and it says, oh boy, are you stupid? You know, you've gone the wrong direction. You're stupid. That's what a voice inside you says. That's your human self. And you say, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. I believe. I know this. And so you walk a few more steps and lo and behold, there's the trail. There's the trail that you had lost. And you say, I wonder why the divine in me said that I'm going the wrong direction, that I'm stupid. Well, it isn't the divine in us. It's that human part of us that likes to make us think that we are not divine, that we are not, that we cannot tune in to the divine and know all things. And it keeps us from doing it, and we're just moments away, we're just steps away from the path that we've been looking for. And sometimes we'll even turn around and go away from it because we don't believe the divine in us, guiding us straight as an arrow to our path. Many other illustrations could be given where this is the case, where we just get in the way and we say, there's no solution. What can I do? What can I do? And rather than saying that, affirm to yourself, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. And listen to what the divine in you has to say. Oh, you'll be having confusion with the human self that says it won't work. But the divine in you always says it works. The divine in you says, hey, this is how to do it. And the human in you says, well, like heck it is. No way. So you listen to the divine in you. This takes training. And the more training you give yourself on the little things, the unimportant things seemingly, the more you have confidence when the big things come along. Now, the big things don't have to come along, because once you have put your cause in motion, once you have learned your technique, once you have learned to believe in your inner self, then all those big things which might have come along because you weren't prepared don't mean a thing. Because when you're faced by anything, you just say, I know that I know that I know. The divine in me knows the answer. Even flippantly to say it, I know that I know that I know. The divine in me knows the answer. And the divine in you tells you. But you have to also have that, I know that I know. And then you also have to say, I know. And then follow what guidance you're given. Believe in it, even though it might seem to be the incorrect guidance, the incorrect advice. But believe it. When you speak your word, when you put a cause in motion, I know that I know that I know the divine in me knows the answer. And then you listen and you follow what the divine in you is saying to you, you'll be right. And you'll be right every time. There's always a solution. But have we trained ourselves to call it forth and to listen to it? It takes a little practice, but it's not impossible. Try it and see how much fun it can be. Oh my, how much fun it can be. Think about it. It really works. Have a good day and know that you know that you know. Divine in you knows the answer and it is done. I love you. I love you. I love you.